Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Ches. Shlosha Dvar Mam Rabbi Akiva. There are three things that Rabbi Akiva said. Shnayim Hodulo, Valecha Lo Hodulo. Two of them the Chachamim agreed to, one of them the Chachamim did not agree to. Al Sandal Shel Sayadim. When it comes to the special shoes that people would wear when they worked with lime. Otherwise, if they didn't wear special shoes, then their feet would get stuck in the, like a cement type of thing. Shu tameh medrash. So that's tameh through tumas medrash, which is a type of tumah that's when you put your weight down on something. Second, val shiari tanur arba'a, that the broken pieces of a broken tanur oven that was made out of cheres can become tameh only if it's at least four tefachim tall. Shayorim shlosha, they used to say that it had to be three tefachim tall, and that's enough to be metameh it. V'hodol, and the Chum agreed to Rabbi Kiva about those two halachos. Val echad lo hodol, but there's one thing that the Chum did not agree to Rabbi Kiva. Al kisa shenitlu shnayim michipuy of zebetzad zeh, if you have a chair that two boards that were next to each other were taken off of the chair, which just left one board at the side of it, Rabbi Akiva matame. Rabbi Akiva says it could still be, it's still tame, it's still a kli, even though it's not really effective as a seat anymore, but it could be used as a container of some sort, and therefore you could still use it. So it's not usable for what it was originally meant to be used for, but it's still usable on some level, and therefore it's still a kli. V'cham matarin, but v'cham say that it's tahar, because it's no longer usable for what it was initially meant to be used for. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. Hu haya omer, that he used to say, Rabbi Akiva used to say, Ha'av zocha leben benoy b'koach ba'osha b'chachma b'shanim. A father can pass on to his son beauty and strength and wealth and wisdom and long life. U'b'mispar doros lefanav, and a number of generations after him, the father has the ability through his zuchuyos and his mitzvos and maisim tovim to pass those things along vuaket, and that generation is when Hashem promises a person that his yotzei chalatzav are going to have a bracha, it comes after a number of generations. It doesn't necessarily happen after a number of years. Shneimar kore hadoros merosh, because the pasuk says kore hadoros merosh. Hashem, plans things far, far, far in advance. Afal pisha amar va'avadum v'inosam arba me'ashana v'nemar v'dar revi yashuvu heina, that even though it says that we're going to be avadim for 400 years, the fourth generation returns here. That's a very specific generation. So it was really about the generations and not about the years, because we see that Galus Mitzrayim actually didn't last 400 years. So Hashem's real numbers that he holds himself to are generational numbers, not numbers in terms of years, even though people typically think of years more than they do of generations. So to review what we learned today, so Mishnah Ches, we said that there are three things that Rabbi Akiva said, two of which the Chachamim agreed, one of them that they did not. The two that they agreed was that these special shoes that lime workers would wear are tamei medrash, and that in order for a broken oven to still be a kli for tumah, it has to be four tefachim high. And the one that they did not agree with Rabbi Akiva about is if you have a chair that two of the boards were removed, so it can't be really used as a chair anymore, but it could still be used as a container. Rabbi Akiva thought that it's still Mekabel Tumah like a Kli, and the Chum thought that it's Tahar. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that Rabbi Akiva said that a father bequeaths to his son a whole bunch of positive qualities, but when Hashem rewards future generations, it's always based on number of generations and not based on number of years, just like Golus Mitzrayim was based on generations and not really based on years. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud.